Jordanian ruler King Abdullah II has flown to Ramallah by helicopter for an official visit to acting PA chief Mahmoud Abbas. This was an important visit, as it was the first head of state visit after Palestine won a victory of gaining non-member observer status at the United Nations General Assembly.
There's a special relationship between Jordan and Palestine. We are continuing the consultation, and there is a consultation between King Abdullah and Abbas. We are consulting about peace agreement and what will come after gaining the membership at the UN. The talks focused on what the next steps are in the future.
Jordanian Minister of Foreign Affairs strongly criticized Israeli settlement expansion in Palestine, including the decision to build 3,000 new housing units as part of the E1 project. He further stated the importance of Palestine gaining a full state.
King Abdullah is keen to become the first king to visit Ramallah after Palestine's gain at the UN. He is keen to extend to Abbas and to the Palestinians his congratulations. We hoped for Palestine to gain a full membership at the UN, but the most important thing is to gain statehood.
He said, describing the talks between Abbas and Abdullah as constructive, that the two sides want to hold further consultations and coordination over the next steps. He said the municipality of Ramallah has decided to name a square in the city after King Abdullah in appreciation for his support. King Abdullah stated that Jordan would be a consulting body for Palestine. However, he condemned Israel's E1 project as something that would divide Palestine and kill any chances of Palestine creating a viable and contiguous state. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.